This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Oregon recently passed a law that will require some large employers to give their employees their schedule at least a week ahead of time. It's the first state in the country with a law in the books that's a pushback against on-call scheduling, especially common in low-income jobs. Other cities around the country are also taking up schedule predictability laws, so workers can plan around work and have some sense of how many hours they're going to get paid for in a week. From Los Angeles, Larry Buell reports.
Nadine Vassallo manages the independent bookseller Book Soup in West Hollywood.
This is a very low-tech scheduling system using a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet.
She has 20 full and part-time employees.
We try to be really sensitive to make sure that we're not forcing anyone to come in if they're not available.
But larger companies are more likely to use scheduling software to plug workers into shifts, sometimes without taking employee needs into account. Natasha Castro says that when she was studying at UCLA and working in retail and food service, she felt like she had to jump when she was called into work.
Managers, like if you will talk to them about the schedule, they'll blame it on the software and say, oh, we didn't have any input in it, it's just made the schedule.
Employee advocates say shift workers need more regularity and flexibility in their schedules, and lawmakers are starting to agree. Laws passed recently in Oregon, New York City, Seattle, and San Francisco attempt to cut down scheduling practices that drive shift workers crazy, like last-minute schedule changes and penalties for turning down shifts, and clopenings.
Closing a shift late at night and then coming back early in the morning.
Rachel Deutsch is an attorney at the Center for Popular Democracy. She says those back-to-back shifts can make for sleepy workers,
which can be particularly a problem when folks have long commutes.
Employees in retail, food service, and hospitality tend to have very erratic schedules. How erratic? A 2016 study from the UCLA Center for Labor Research and Education asked about 560 workers under 30 years old in LA County about their schedules. Yana Shattuck Hernandez is a professor of labor studies at UCLA. She oversaw that study, which found most of those surveyed
had experienced at least one challenging work practice in that week, whether it was, you know, being asked to be on call or not getting advance notice, or that their schedules fluctuated so they had no predictability whether they're going to work this week 20 hours or in the following week 40 hours.
And when you don't know your schedule, you don't know how much money you'll make. Taking a second job is tough if both companies expect you to be on call. Worker advocates put a lot of blame on just-in-time workforce scheduling technology. Using algorithms, those programs estimate fluctuations in customer traffic, right down to the hour, so employers always have exactly the right number of workers. Again, Rachel Deutsch.
Technology is really responsible for a lot of the unpredictability because it allowed companies to really squeeze their labor budgets.
But software makers say technology doesn't have to treat employees like inventory. Eric Hawthorne is vice president of products at Snap Schedule. He puts the onus back on managers.
Because if they attempt, you know, too many times to schedule across when the employee isn't available or doesn't want to be available, then the employee isn't going to stick around, especially in this market.
And worker advocates say that if managers considered employee needs more often, some lawmakers might not feel the need to do it for them. In Los Angeles, I'm Larry Buell for Marketplace.